As the humiliation of resident Biden and the American empire rolls on, and make no mistake, this humiliation is very much intertwined with the lies and aggressively anti-freedom approaches to government by Republican leaders and presidents like George W. Bush, pretty much every other nominee for president that the GOP's put up in the last few decades. It's definitely associated with them as well, so don't make this a Democrat-Republican thing. But this unraveling and this exposure of the empire as an anti-freedom Orwellian nightmare and laughing stock at the same time is a great opportunity for us to take an honest, though painful, look at our increasingly gay military. We should remember always that God is not mocked, and if we consider God to be real, if God is actually God, and he's told us he will not be mocked, and that there are consequences to our mocking him by disregarding or even directly opposing the truth that he's made clear, that's the context in which we need to be thinking about everything in life, especially in including our military. If we want to cling to pride and define healthy diversity and healthy representation and liberty and freedom, if we insist on defining these things our way in contradiction to his way, then he will give us over to our insanity. And there are few better examples of this Romans 1 descent into Psalm 2 judgment than the trajectory of the USSA military over the past 50 to 60 years. When we the people claim to have a standard of law and government that transcends him and his word, we are begging for destruction, and we are begging for well-deserved humiliation along the way. So when we proudly parade or virtue signal our awakening where military service is concerned by having recruits march in red high heels, or we promote our enthusiastic inclusion of homosexuals and transgenders as fabulous examples of liberty and freedom in action, American style, we are insane, and we are begging for the wrath of the one true God to pour down on us, as it is now. If we the people think that the American empire is our ultimate source of strength, our ultimate source of peace, or our ultimate source of prosperity, the Lord God will teach us otherwise, even if that lesson involves wiping us from the face of his earth. This is something we should be thinking about as the Taliban bends us over in Afghanistan. We the people have proudly declared war on God through our disdainful dismissal of his crystal clear commands. And that war isn't going well for America now, is it? The good news is that if the American empire, does not repent and submit to King Jesus as king overall, then that empire will be ground to pulp and left in the past as his kingdom advances on into the future. People freed from the grip of Washington, D.C. will finally be empowered to build something good and something God-honoring on the other side of the death of another anti-Christian empire. If you appreciate this perspective and want a daily dose of informed optimism, please subscribe to the channel. And if you want a deeper dive into subjects like this, subscribe to the weekly newsletter at hellraiserreport.com.